This is a shorter mindfulness of breathing practice, starting by seeing right now what's happening in your body. What's happening in your mind? Taking your body-mind temperature, as it were. Giving yourself time. Taking in your immediate environment, your seat, the room, the sounds in the room. Checking your posture. Bringing to the start of this practice a sense of groundedness, wakefulness, and presence. Reminding yourself of your intention for this practice now, and allowing it to lightly percolate through your practice. Allowing yourself to slip out of the busy, doing, task-oriented mode in which we conduct most of our lives. Out of the mindset of agendas and to-do lists, of doing something, getting somewhere, and into being. Being here now. Here and now. Taking your seat now with this practice that has no destinations, but invites us to simply be with whatever is here for us, to be with our breath. The breath at the heart of life itself, always available for you to bring you back to this present moment of embodied awareness. And bringing now your awareness to the breath at your nostrils, noticing sensations at the tip of your nostrils, in the nostrils, and perhaps on the upper lip. Being with changes of rhythm and temperature, as the breath enters and leaves the body at this point. And moving the attention now to the mouth and the back of the throat. Feeling the air moving in and out of this area, noticing small changes in movements here. And being now with the shoulders, chest and rib cage. Feeling this area of the body rise and fall with movements of the breath. And the abdomen, rising and stretching with each in-breath, and relaxing and contracting with each out-breath, being with this area now. and choosing now one single place in the body to focus your attention on the breath, somewhere where the sensations of the breath are particularly accessible or vivid, and zooming in now on this one area and staying here, following the breath all the way in and all the way out at this point in the body, not changing the breath in any way, letting it just do what it does, and just witnessing and attending to it. Noticing how each breath is subtly different, each breath unique. Nothing for us to do, nothing to work out. Our only task to be with the movement of the body as it breathed at the point that you have selected, moment by moment. Not so much thinking about the breath as being with the breath, coming up close to the breath. Following the breath all the way in and all the way out. Each breath, moment by moment. Here and now. Very simple, and yet not easy, since the mind is prone to wandering away onto other things. So when you find yourself suddenly planning something, or perhaps worrying, or daydreaming, fantasizing, maybe rerunning something that happened to you recently, or maybe years ago, working something out, analysing something. Or perhaps wondering what the point of this practice is, whether it's useful or not, and whether you're doing it right or not. All that's okay, It's not a problem. It's not a failure. It's normal for our minds to do this. But when we catch our minds doing this, the invitation is to come back to the breath, disentangling ourselves from these thoughts, gently but firmly. Not judging yourself for having wandered off, but rather congratulating yourself for having had a moment of awareness that has brought you back. And doing this again and again. And particularly if you find your mind is quite agitated, you might like to try counting breaths. There are various ways of doing this, and you might like to experiment with these. But one way is that at the start of each in-breath, saying to yourself, one, and following the breath through to the end of the out-breath, when you can say to yourself again, one. And then at the start of the next in-breath, saying two. And at the end of the next out-breath, saying two again. And so on up to 10, when you can return if you choose to one again. And if you get lost in a thought midway before you reach 10, not judging yourself and coming back again, either to the number you were at or back to 1 again. Remembering that the point of this is to help us to be present, and is not a task in which we have to get to 10. Seeing if it's possible to return your mind to the breath with kindness and a light touch. Using the counting only if you decide this could be helpful for you, and only for as long as it seems helpful. Coming again to the breath, just this breath, here and now. And as you follow the breath in this way, either with or without counting, noticing not only the breaths, but the gaps between the breaths. The gap before the in-breath, and the gap before the out-breath. Really honing your attention to the very start and the very end of each in-breath and each out-breath. And now, if you choose, expanding the spotlight of your attention to take in your whole body breathing, moving the attention from a very precise point where you were tracking the breath, to move more freely around the body with your attention, taking in the breath at different points in the body, but also widening your attention to take in your whole body sitting here, breathing. Coming up close to sensations throughout the body, going inside the sensations, into the bigger movements of the body as the breath passes through, and the more subtle sensations, where you might feel the movement of the body as it breathes, such as in the back of the neck, the spine, the scalp, the upper arms, perhaps feeling the pulse in the neck or in the wrist. Perhaps feeling the heart beating. Exploring now, bringing the curiosity of an explorer to bear, as if this is all quite new and fresh, and being prepared to be surprised, to encounter the unexpected. Returning the attention again and again to the organic body breathing, to its movements and to its stillness, willing to be with whatever is here, not seeking to push anything away or hold on to any experience. And as we come towards the end of the practice now, returning our attention to the point in the body where we started to pay attention to the breath at the beginning of this. and noticing the effect this practice has had on your experience. And bringing this mindful presence into the rest of your day.